Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That's What I Heard. My name is Lil Frex. How we feeling? I gotta wear my hat low because I just got my face blasted to hell with Botox.
Did you?
I don't know if you could see the there's some red marks. Yeah, I just was at Peachy down the street.
Wow.
She said, "How frozen do you want to be?" I said, "Idina Menzel." I said, "Give me the Idina Menzel freeze." Now I am a little lightheaded. I didn't really eat before.
It's gonna be a fun pod.
I was breathing like this. Which is how I calm myself down, like, you know, like the ocean breath. Like,
right.
And she was like, "What's the deal?" I was like, "I don't know if it's going to hurt, so I'm just preparing in case it hurts."
Are we talking like needles in the face?
Yeah, yeah. Needles all over the forehead, around the eyes, top of the eyelids, right in the middle here, the 11s. Okay. How did she die? Botox.
Has that happened?
I don't know. I don't think it's ever happened. People have horror stories, but I've gotten Botox before, and I've never... had a problem. So hopefully today will be the first time I have a problem. Death by Botox. Me and my friend Shawnee 16, shout out to her. We used to go, how did she die? Wanderlust. Did she suffer? Yes. Because you know how people are always like, I'm suffering from wanderlust.
Yeah.
I'm right. Suffering.
Yeah.
How did she die? Did she suffer? Yes.
It's the thing you see the most on dating apps.
Really?
People suffering from wanderlust.
Why?
And people who are fluent in sarcasm. Those are like
really?
The two things you're just
what
like,
about whiskey enthusiast is what I remember from when I was younger on dating apps.
Whiskey enthusiast, Irish
yeah.
exit. That's a guy thing, I think, though.
Yeah,
guys
well,
love to tell
say,
you that
yeah.
they love whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. get the whiskey well, enthusiast, and then he's got the fish.
Yeah, but, yeah. But they don't understand who they're talking to. They don't understand what I could do with a bottle.
That's right. Only we know in this room.
Exactly. Anyone who saw the telethon understands. Right. Not to be Eminem, but can you turn the volume up in my headphones a little
yeah.
bit?
Is that going up? Does that sound better?
Mom spaghetti, nervous. He was calm and ready to drop bombs. Yeah, that sounds perfect.
That's better? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Did she suffer? Yeah. I just missed her baby shower, actually. Fuck, now that I think of it. Sorry, Shawnee 16. You ever just get one of those invites in the mail and you go, oh, I'm going to deal with this later.
Yeah.
And then all yeah. of a sudden the event has happened. Yeah. I have a problem planning ahead, as I've said on this pod before. And you know what? Actually, I saw my father for Father's Day over the weekend and I realized why I'm so fucked in the head. He's still driving my dead grandfather's 2002 Honda Civic. Huh. And I was like, you need to get gas. Like, you're stressing me out. Like, we have a 40-minute drive right now, and you're on empty, and you're stressing me out. He's like, you don't understand my car. Like I understand
my car. He
knows
the car.
He knows the car.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, we're going to get, you know, $10 worth of gas. He goes, I only ever get one-way trip worth of gas because I don't know if I'm coming back. I go, this is, like, the root of all of my problems. It's yeah. like, I see an invitation for something I surely could have attended. And I go, in 2 months, I don't know where I'll be.
Can't commit.
I can't commit. I can't even like open the invitation right now. Did she suffer? Yes. Dun 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 dun. They not like us. You guys see the Kendrick concert yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that it happened.
He played that song Not Like Us 5 times and everybody yeah. came out, all the celebs, the athletes, they were all dancing. I went on Racine's. Okay, so this is a great every time I hear the song I cringe a little bit because I went on Racine's pod the day that song came out, and we were talking about the Kendrick Drake thing, and I said, like, at that point, Drake's song Push Ups had been out for, like, 2 weeks or something, and I had been hearing it everywhere, like, coming out of cars, whatever. So I said, and I'd only heard Not Like Us maybe once. It had just come out that day. So I said on that pod, I was like, yeah, I mean, I think Kendrick definitely won the battle, but it seems like Drake's songs are actually getting played more. So it seems like, you know, his song, he made a song that's going to exist outside the context of a rap battle. Mm. Let's just say the comments on that video. It was not nice.
Should I look him up?
Yeah, let's read a few.
Okay.
Because the Kendrick stans are the most loyal fans out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The comments on that video, boy, did they want to tear me to shreds. But here's what they don't understand, the commenters on that podcast. I stand behind nothing. You can't hurt. I don't care. You could be right or I could be right or I could change my mind and I don't care.
It's a good philosophy.
all the comments were like, I hate this bitch.
Great episode. This is my least favorite kind of white girl.
Yep.
This 30-year-old white female rapper has the caliber of opinions you would imagine.
Yep. I think I commented back on one of them. I think that one. Pull down the replies for that comment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Read the whole thing. Read it again.
So the commenter writes, this 30-year-old white female rapper has the caliber of opinions you would imagine. And Frex wrote, yeah, awesome ones. You
got
fucking
him.
Got him.
Got him, bro. But that's what they don't understand. I don't care about being right.
Yeah.
You can't get me. I was wrong on that one. That's an L for me. I hadn't heard the Not Like Us song that much. So what I said that day was what I thought that day. And then now obviously we see how much bigger that Not Like Us song is than any of the songs Drake put out. So I was wrong.
You did get some someone came to your aid in the comments.
What'd they say?
12 days ago. So much unwarranted hostility in the comments.
Hell yeah.
Who cares what music she likes?
Hell
she
yeah.
was entertaining and it was a fun chat.
That's amazing. That's
there we go.
I love that. Shout out to that person. What an angel.
There you go.
What a fucking angel. Shots on me for that person. Why did I bring this up? Oh, yeah. Hostilities. Being treated hostily on YouTube. I also, like, we have such a great audience here and we're not big enough yet to be really, to have people that don't know me or already like me really engaging.
Yeah.
So everything that people write is mostly positive.
Right.
Sometimes people will write pass.
Yeah.
And I get it. Not every episode's good, guys. But again.
They can't be.
They think what they don't understand is that I stand behind nothing. Okay? Yes, I was wrong about the Not Like Us song and the Drake song. I was wrong. I'm unaffected. I move on.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un have gone Instagram official. They walked out to Not Like Us yesterday.
Did they really?
Imagine. Dun, 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 dun. Kim Jong-un and Putin just walking. And there's all those like military guys. They have like the ballistic missiles lined up on the streets.
Yeah.
They're doing those marches.
Yeah.
They do such a good march in all those countries. We don't do shit like that here. Like when the army and stuff, they do those really tight.
Yeah. Looks like they're
looks
dancing.
Looks like color guard coming down the street.
Right.
Yeah, we only do that like at college color guards.
Yeah, I mean they do that to show the world that they can they're ready to kill everybody.
Right.
At any given moment.
I was shook in my boots. Dun dun dun. Dun. And then Kim Jong-un goes like this. You have to watch the YouTube to see what I did.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, this is pretty troubling stuff. I mean, not at all unexpected, but Vladimir Putin went to North Korea and the boys, boys will be boys, they signed a little pact.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if one of the two sides is placed under war situations due to an armed invasion from an individual country or several nations, the other side provides military and other assistance without delay by mobilizing all means in its possession, the agreement states. Russia and North Korea strengthened an alliance this week in a blow to the U.S., with the leaders of both countries vowing to increase trade and defend each other in the event of an attack. The U.S. has tried to isolate both countries, but Putin's first visit to North Korea in 24 years was a counter to Washington's influence. Quote, it's bad from any way you look at it.
Who'd that come from?
I didn't write that part down. I just wrote down, quote, it's bad from any way you look at it, attributed to no one. Quote, I don't think there's a single bilateral relationship today that is more threatening than what we're seeing between North Korea and Russia. The dictator gifted Putin a pair of Pugsan dogs on Thursday, a breed native to North Korea. The two were photographed playing with the animals by state media outlets. The two world leaders also bonded over automobiles, taking turns in the driver's seat of a limousine manufactured in Russia. Some real odd couple shit going on over there.
Yeah,
it's like Jerry Seinfeld. Comedians getting coffee and cars.
Dictators and
it's
cars.
It's like, yeah, dictators and cars getting making treaties, making pacts. Dun, dun, dun.
Brutal, man.
It is brutal. It's spooky as fuck. I mean, obviously to be expected with the way our country is behaving and going around antagonizing everyone.
Well, their countries too. I mean, Russia's still trying to take over Ukraine. I mean, it's kind of par for the course.
And you know what I say?
What?
I don't know.
unpopular opinion.
It's not unpopular, right?
I think it's unpopular to say let him have it.
You're right. I shouldn't have said it so flippantly. But I think it's. Is it worth the circumstances that we're breeding internationally for us to continue to be involved in other people's wars?
Well, I think that's a better
question.
That's
what I meant by let him have it. But sorry for the flippant nature.
Just
of that.
To clarify,
that'll be clipped when I one day when I'm successful.
But no, yeah, right.
No, it'll be. It won't be cut by me, but it'll be clipped by. There's going to be a comp. First of all, there's going to be a compilation. Let's just say, if you listen to the show, you'll know what I mean when I say, I had a cup of coffee this morning, and summer is back on. Only the true listeners will know what I mean by that.
Right. That's very cryptic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Summer's back on.
Yeah.
Now, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. As soon as whatever I've been working so hard for my entire life is about to be so, a compilation of clips from this show will drop. And one of them will be me saying, let him have it.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But it's scary because I think that there's a lot of proxy wars that are being fought around the world right now. And I think in prior history, that has usually led to larger conflicts with bigger world powers. So it's a bit frightening.
It's a breeding ground.
Yeah.
Not a breeding ground. All things are converging at once.
Yeah.
Our behavior in the Middle East. Our behavior towards Russia, our behavior towards China,
mm-hmm.
and their behavior towards us, quite frankly. But really, if we're going to be honest, our behavior towards them.
Yeah.
Very provocative stuff. I was victimized again by TikTok the other night.
Uh-oh.
Right as the melatonin was about to take me. Any of my melatonin users out there will know the feeling of just it's like your head's being like your facial skin is being pulled backwards into the bed. Yeah. And you know, you go, it's time. Yes.
You're descending.
Yeah, yeah, close the curtains. It's time to descend. Like, you know the feeling when the melatonin pull hits you.
Yeah.
Just as that was happening, TikTok decided to start feeding me videos or content about 9/11.
Oh, about 9/11?
I was up till 5 in the morning. Okay?
Fighting through the melatonin.
I fought through it for 2 hours. And then once I was on the other side, I was wide awake.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
That's actually the night I contracted my summer cold, which caused me to miss last week's episode. Anyway,
the 9/11
content, they got me on. First, they started showing me a photo of two of the jumpers holding hands.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if that's real or not, but it definitely got me searching for corroborating proof.
Yeah.
Then, unfortunately, they started talking about the fifth plane.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me about the fifth plane. I don't think I know about this.
Okay. So I actually have now – so I listened to the original content that TikTok served me, and then I went and I did my own investigating. I'm not sure. I believe it was supposed to be the fifth plane. There was a fifth plane at JFK that morning where they said people were trying to see the cockpit, acting suspicious, really – because basically once the they grounded every plane. So that plane that was at JFK was taxiing on the runway, and they were saying, no one can take off right now. We have to figure out what's going on mm-hmm. once the plane started hitting the World Trade Center. So on this plane, the stewardess claims that finally after hours of taxiing, these passengers getting agitated, blah, 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 the crew has to clear the passengers off the plane. Then the crew has to clear the plane and someone has to come drive it away because they didn't know if any bombs were on the plane, so they didn't want them parked near the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so they cleared the plane, whatever, they locked the plane. Then this lady's like, I need to go back and get a bottle of water. And I go, on 9/11? You get it from Hudson News. You going back on the plane, bitch? This is why, like, the story falls apart to me.
Yeah.
I go, you weren't going to go to Hudson News and get a bottle of water. You're going to go back onto the locked plane.
Yeah.
During like an unprecedented morning,
yeah,
where planes were being used as bombs,
right?
You're going back onto the plane,
yeah,
for a bottle of Delta water. Stop.
Right.
Anyway, she says she goes back onto the plane, which had been locked, and there was a panel in the floor, which was open, And the panel on the floor leads down to some type of controls for the plane below. And if you go through that panel, through the controls, you can then get off the plane to the tarmac. Basically, okay. It leads outside to the bottom.
Yeah.
And she said there was two men on the plane that saw her after they had locked it, and they saw her, and they, ran away. So she's saying—
Arab guys?
Okay, I wasn't going to take it there.
No,
but yes, that's what she said.
But I'm trying to—
I was trying to be vague, okay? But yes, that's what she said. Now, clip it. Put it in the montage. she saw two men on the plane.
Yeah.
And then her inference was that they had either come up through that little trap door and then gone back out that trap door.
Oh, okay.
Inferring that there was inside help.
Interesting.
How did people that worked at the airport back on the plane. Isn't
how did
that,
she get back on the plane?
Isn't that interesting on 9/11?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she had a key. I don't know how it works.
You got a key.
I don't know what, quote, locking up a plane means, right. You know, in this context, especially before 9/11, I don't think the security was, I'm sure, what it is now.
Yeah, definitely not.
Anyway, so then they said that on a plane there was box cutters found. And there's discrepancy whether there was box cutters found on that plane that they were on or the plane next to it. And that they had put the box cutters on the wrong plane. Either way, I'm not sure I'm buying this. Let's put it this way. It took 12 hours for me to decide I'm not sure I'm buying this fifth plane. Okay. Then they get me involved with the 20th hijacker. Because if you remember, there was only 19 hijackers.
Yeah.
Now TikTok's getting me involved with, did you know there was supposed to be a 20th? And he was actually stopped at customs. Uh-huh. And they're showing video of the guy who interviewed him explaining why he decided not to let him in. He showed up. He said he was on vacation. He had $2,800 in cash, no credit cards, whatever. He ultimately, after an interview, said to the guy, you got to go back to Dubai. You can't come in. And the guy looked him dead in the face, pointed at him and said, I'll be back.
Whoa.
So now it's about 4:30 in the morning. And now I'm not doing well mentally. Then this gets me on a whole thing of I'll admit how dumb I was about. Well, I admit how corny it is. I was very affected by 9/11. It was really scary, especially to be here.
Yes,
this area. It was horrible.
Frex, are you kidding? Yes, it's a terrifying thing.
Okay, but also I'll admit how stupid I was. Because they were just telling us these, they were telling us it's about they hate us for our freedom. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. And I was a kid. I didn't really look too much more into that. But then after this TikTok algorithm started serving me, I've listened to a 15-hour podcast series about the entire history of 9/11. And the stated reason for it was the U.S. support of Israel. Hmm. I actually didn't know that, even though they were all the Al-Qaeda guys were 100%, this is why. We're really pissed.
I think it's –
that is very relevant today.
I think it was also outside of – it's just Israel.
It's troops in the Holy Land. We had troops in Saudi Arabia.
Over Afghanistan. We used the Taliban to fight the proxy war against the Russians in the 80s.
Well, I listened to a 3-hour thing on that, to be honest, and it's not as simple as that.
No, but I think that's a big part of it.
It's a big part of it, but really,
Bin Laden was working with the CIA.
That's not totally true.
TikTok told you that it's not?
No, I listened to I read other things about it.
Okay, I'm curious.
I have to remember why.
Here.
Okay, so there's a podcast. I'll tell you what it is right now. Pause. I'll edit out any dead air. But in this podcast, they were saying that Bin Laden, in that circumstance, we were 100% funding, arming, et cetera, the native Afghan rebels.
Yeah.
Bin Laden, even by the people that we were supporting, the Mujahideen, was considered kind of an outside agitator.
Yeah.
He came because Bin Laden came from Saudi Arabia with all this money, all this funding.
Yeah.
And a super deeply, deeply fanatically religious mission.
Yeah.
Which was not necessarily linked to what we were funding with the native Afghan rebels.
But I think that there's a lot of – I'm sure
– all intertwined. Basically, they got our surface – what's the missiles called that they shoot from the ground? It has a name.
Not RPGs.
it's something that was like, it was a big, it was a big discussion.
Stinger missiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a big discussion of should we give these Stinger missiles to the Mujahideen?
Yes.
They will 100% end up in the hands of someone who will use them against us.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
So I think
this was going to end up being a 9/11 episode, guys.
That took a turn.
Did take a turn. And to be honest, can someone lead me back down the road? Where did we get on this?
It was the TikTok hole.
But how do we get on that? Did
you
I have a
melatonin?
Point?
You had the TikTok. I mean, you really got deep into 9/11.
But this is the fifth plane. This has been my week, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I believe about this fifth plane. 20th hijacker sounds about right. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is why. Putin and North Korea. I guess I'm just like, I've immersed myself in all this information that reminds me about how it's almost like we can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
With the meddling shit that we do. And it always comes back and bites us in the ass. And I think that's what we're seeing with this North Korea, Russia stuff. And it is scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is also the tricky thing about alliances.
Oh, alliances.
You know?
Well, there are a lot of famous alliances through history, aren't there?
Yes.
Crocs. There are. Crocs and nurses.
Mm. Yeah.
Vests in the stock market.
My favorite.
Now, how did vests in the stock market come to be so allied?
Talking like sweater vests?
Well, you know how all the finance guys wear those vests, those Patagonia vests.
Right.
Which is hilarious because Patagonia is like decidedly more aligned with like a Birkenstock than they are with, you know, the S&P 500.
Right. Yeah.
So how did this happen? It's because they got a little greedy and they'd slap a logo on anyone who asked, really.
The vests.
The vests are like swag. They're merch that the companies give their employees or like anybody Lehman you Brothers do a deal with. And Patagonia was just willy-nilly slapping these logos on these Patagonias.
Yeah.
Anyone with $5,000 can just get to fucking custom patty.
Right.
But then in 2021, they actually said, we will no longer be, A, taking new corporate clients that don't like align with us, but B, we're not putting logos on anything anymore.
Yeah.
I think they want to make a break from the finance bro thing.
They should. I mean, first off, it is a horrible look. Like, beyond just, like, being financial swag, which is, like, you know, that's its own thing. Have you ever seen a finance guy dressed like that and think, like, I bet that guy's pretty fucking cool?
No. I don't judge people based on what they wear, Mike. But
I'm sorry, Frex.
I'm sorry you're wearing short shorts and Gucci loafers today.
That's right. It's 95 degrees out. It's disgusting.
The dogs are out. But if Patagonia won't really supply the vests, they're like Patagonia is like an arms dealer. Patagonia is like the U.S.
Yes.
To Ukraine.
This is brilliant. Keep going.
Okay, so if Patagonia cuts off the supply of arms, you know, where will the bros get their threads? Will they lose this war against the S&P 500? What armor will they step onto that floor with?
Such a good question. Mm. What else do finance guys like?
I feel like going
you'd think
back,
it'd be a suit, but it seems like they've gotten away from the suit.
Well, I think after, let's see, the housing bubble burst, the economy crashed, everyone lost all of their money, all their companies went bankrupt and had to be bailed out, and everyone like started having a drug problem. I think they were like, you know, maybe we should adopt more of a casual look. Maybe we should tone it down. Maybe
it's to
we should
disarm people.
Quiet luxury, guys. Quiet luxury, boys. And then they go, "What's like the crunchiest, most hippiest brand we could align ourselves with?" Subaru, no. Ben and Jerry's, no, no. What's up, Patagonia?
There it is.
That's what we'll do. We'll do Patagonias. We're cool guys. We're nice guys.
Very cool.
Wait, I've actually never seen this. Hit me like a ton of bricks. I've never seen like a lady
in a sweater vest.
I've never seen a lady down on that floor.
Mm.
Just hit, pull up photos of the stock, pull up women on the stock market floor, and what are they wearing? I know they're wearing like skirts and business suits, but what if?
Well, and the stock market floor is also its own weird environment because you have people dressed in like cow jackets and all sorts of weird stuff.
Look at her.
Let me see. She wearing a vest?
Wearing a blazer.
Blazer, yeah. I think it's a lot of blazers and a lot of like Fox News dresses.
Okay, yeah.
Like almost kind of like pencil dresses.
So they have to kind of still keep it like upscale while the boys have devolved into Patagonia hell.
Yeah. Wow. I would say that the women that you were seeing in these pictures, at least on my end, they all look like businesswomen, right?
Yeah, I would say so as well.
Whereas, like, you do see these men, you know, at the bars after the stock market closes, and they just look like they're fucking, you know, going to Hershey Park.
The bar I used to work at was like a real, you know, it was in Murray Hill, so
yeah,
right.
You got
sure.
a lot of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say something controversial.
Yeah.
Hottest take of the show, to date.
Go ahead.
They weren't that bad.
Looking?
The guys, they were nice.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It's, I don't think they that's were,
I really never once had a problem with, like, one of those guys, truly.
Yeah. They have a bad reputation culturally, but it doesn't mean that all of them are bad. A lot of them are just, like, whatever dudes that got, like, a job that pays a lot of money, and they just don't have a lot of style or a lot of, like, personality. They
you know
just
who's kinda... even better than, like, the young Patagonia vest guys? Is, like, the 50-year-old ones.
Mm-hmm.
With hard fat stomachs.
Better how? Like better to deal with?
Better to deal with. Yeah. Better tipping. They just like they had a long day and they just want to fucking rip it.
Yeah.
I mean that's, before, that's their
was,
safe space.
It was
you know?
Because this bar was on the east side. It was a lot of people and there's the ferry there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guys like hitting the bar and then yeah. getting on the ferry.
Yep.
And getting a little tuned up before they have to go home and see their bitch wife. And it's like, man. I would interact with these guys and they were like, sorry to say, they were great.
Yeah.
And then, but I would, in my head, I would go, I know they're going to go home and like make their life, like make their wife's life hell.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was hard to reconcile, but.
It seems like a
they're always nice to the waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love a waitress.
Everyone loves a waitress because you know what? Yeah. We're not as fucking, our bodies are tight and we're not as yappy as your wife.
Yep.
Okay.
It's true.
That's gone in the montage.
Yo.
I don't even know. Should we end the episode there?
On a high note?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That would be funny if that song came on in the bar and then they all start dancing, all the stockbrokers in the Patagonia vests. They not like us. They not like us. Like they did a big deal that day.
Yeah.
So they started going like,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
That's the kind of song that would come on and some guy would be like, yo, turn this up. Yo, turn this up.
Definitely a white guy.
Yeah.
Works on the,
yeah.
works on the S&P.
And like, you know, you want to be like, hey, this isn't for you.
Yeah, right.
This isn't for me either.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a diss track against us.
Yeah, right. Right.
But what are you going to do? I saw like a video of like a bunch of kids at like a bat mitzvah or something dancing to They Not Like Us.
Of course.
And everyone's going crazy.
Yeah.
But I remember like when I was a kid and we would go to those like Sweet 16s or those like school dances, bar mitzvahs, whatever. The thing that was big at the time was from the windows to the wall till sweat drops down my balls. All these bitches crawl. Skeet, 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 motherfucker.
Dude, I was.
And we would all just sing it. Yeah. And it's just like, ooh, that's cringe. But
I was 14 when that came out, freshman in high school. Yeah, wow. And I remember going to some, I think it was like the homecoming dance.
No, it can't be because how was I listening to it then at a bat mitzvah? I'm older than
Why is that? Bar mitzvah's 13.
Yeah, so if, that's not freshman in high school.
You're 14 when you go to. I said I was 14. That why would you could go to a bar mitzvah at 14? That's not that crazy.
I don't know about that. These math.
I'm positive. I
as,
have
a, as
vivid
the kids
memories.
Would say, this math ain't math.
No, it's right.
From the windows to the wall.
You're screaming at
and
them.
And then
you
the
have
other
no
one
idea.
Is
yeah.
hot in.
Yeah.
Hot in here.
Yep.
100%. Yeah. Why did I bring that up? The whole theme of this episode is now, how did I get on that?
We had a theme. We've not really stuck to it.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Let's take a voicemail. How about a voicemail?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, Frex. It's Artemisia. I have a hot take.
Here we go.
Now, I'm going to say this. Might be controversial, but... I really don't care for male sports.
Okay.
Now, is my husband a professional athlete? Yes. Do we make most of our money from sports? Yes. But when it comes to the recaps, the highlights, I only care about the girls. The girls are it. We are coming down the line hot. And I'm here for the beefs. I'm here for the rivals. I think the WNBA, they're going to do it hard this year. And I would like to hear more girl sports talk on the pod. And also, don't ever quit. Keep doing you. And first time I saw you on Girls Rapping, I had to know who you were. I feel like you are my East Coast counterpart. All right. Peace out. Love you.
Love you, girl.
What a beautiful voicemail.
What a beautiful voice. I love all the voicemails we've ever gotten. Everyone in our audience sounds cool to me.
Yeah. The Herd. Cool people.
The Herd is like, everyone in the Herd has like a nice voice.
Yeah.
We haven't had one person where you hear the voice and you go, oh, what's that? Yeah. Everyone has like a very soothing voice. Mm. Now, on the topic of women's sports, I've watched a few WNBA games. Now, Ronnie, thank God you're here. Put the camera on you. Don't be shy. I told you last week she texted me. She goes, I was at the Liberty game. That's the real team that runs New York.
Yeah. We had quite a discussion about this.
I threw my phone in the river.
The team runs New York.
Oh, man, you guys.
That's, and the Nets. The Liberty and the Nets run New York.
Come on.
I
got to say.
No, but I've been getting involved, but go ahead.
I think you would like – have you been to a Liberty game?
No, but I want to go. I actually looked up courtside. I was like, it's got to be, what, $200?
So cheap.
No, it's not.
Really?
It's not.
How much is it?
I was like – because I've been doing this the summer sports recaps.
Yep.
So I told Kevin, I was like, let's go courtside and we'll film it. And we'll have like a night at the Liberty game. It's like $2,000.
Whoa.
So they're getting paid. They're making money.
Yeah.
That's doable for courtside.
I watched a couple of the Liberty games. I like the center, Jonquel James.
Who?
JJ, that's what I call her. She's the center. I don't know. She's funny.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
And then I watched. I picked a team actually.
Okay.
It will not be the New York Liberty. Wow. Are you ready for my NBA WNBA pick?
Yeah, this is big news.
I, Lil Frex, will be supporting the Connecticut Suns.
Hey.
Number one team in the league.
Yeah.
I watched. So there's also good drama on that team. Sexual drama.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, okay, so here's what you're going to get. I'm going to give my honest breakdown, WNBA versus NBA. And I am getting involved, and I'm betting, so I'm supporting. The WNBA needs to lower the rim. And I don't say this, everyone hold on. Take a breath. I don't say this condescendingly. If they lowered the rim a little bit, because overall the women are not as tall as the men, I need dunking. I need to see dunks and I need to see good layups. Like highlight tapes. It would be really beneficial for them to bring the rim down just a little bit so we can get some dunks.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm not trying to be condescending. Like, of course, yes, they can shoot, but it's like part of what's exciting about the men's sports is when they do those like crazy dunks, you go, oh, like you need to add that factor to the WNBA. Okay.
Yeah. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't hate that either.
I think that would be so beneficial.
An inch.
And I don't
from 10 to 9.
Let's go 2.
Okay.
I want some dunks.
Yeah.
Imagine Caitlin Clark just fucking ripped it
like a tomahawk.
Just a poster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Angel Reese if you're ripping it.
That'd be
insane.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be so good for the sport, and then that's this kind of stuff like those highlight clips really get people excited. So that's one thing. But here's what you will get in the WNBA. That you will not get in the NBA. In the WNBA, you will watch players that fuck each other.
Mm.
And you will not get this because there's just not any out gay players in the NBA, although I'm sure some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who I think because it's not my favorite thing when people do it to me. It's not my favorite thing when I have to open Twitter and read people's opinions on me, so I won't do it to the boys.
Yeah.
But I have some opinions. So I wrote down some of the drama. Okay, so the Connecticut Suns, the team which I have just picked, their player, Dejanay Carrington, used to date this chick, Nylissa Smith. You know about this?
No, I don't.
So Dejanay Carrington used to date this lady, Nylissa Smith, who's on the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark's team. and they were like this WNBA power couple, right? But they broke up. Now, one game recently, Dejanay Carrington falls down, right, bad on the floor. And her ex-girlfriend, Nylissa Smith, comes and, like, picks her up like she's going to fuck her. I'm not even kidding.
What? Like she's going to fuck
her? Watch the clip. Like, the way she picks her up is, like, sexual. This is not – you're not going to get this in the NBA. I mean, you will, but I'm not going to say it. Because I wouldn't do that to someone. Then – okay, so Dejanay Carrington, one of the players on the Indiana Fever, is talking shit to her, right? And the ex, Nylissa Smith, comes over to her own teammate and says, like, yo, chill, don't talk to her, and defends her ex-girlfriend. You're not going to get this in the NBA.
Thai drama.
I love it.
Okay, then on the Connecticut Sun, my team. So this is really the epicenter of sexual drama, is the Connecticut Sun.
Okay.
This lady, Dewana Bonner, okay, she was married to a former teammate named Candace Dupree, and they have twins together. They broke up. Now, Dewana Bonner is engaged to her current teammate, Alyssa Smith. Now, Bonner recently set the scoring record, which was currently being held by her ex-wife, Candace Dupree, and she made the shot that she broke the record with off of a pass from her current wife, Alyssa Smith.
Oh, so there's an ex-wife and a current wife in the same game.
And everyone in this league, I'm saying, is exes and currents.
Wow. Yeah. That is, yeah, that is good, man.
So I don't know what the official stance of the WNBA is on, like, playing into things like that, but they should start. Because all I'm hearing about is Caitlin Clark getting pushed, and quite frankly, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Push her. It's sports.
Right.
It's supposed to be tough. Lower the rim. Push that bitch. And start making more – I hate to say – I'm not trying to be condescending, but, like, bring this stuff up.
Yeah.
Bring up the drama.
Yeah.
Make it PR. Like, all I care about – the only thing that I like about men's sports is the narratives and a few other things. But
– yeah, you're right. I mean, that is – that. But that's a major part of sports.
Is the narratives and the storylines. So they need to start doing redemption arcs. They need to start doing.
And they're kind of the only league that can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Because the players are out gay.
Yeah.
Whereas every league will have gay players, but, like, the men are just not going to be out like that.
Right.
Again, I won't say what. I won't give my list, but.
Are we talking just the NBA or are we talking?
I'm talking NBA.
Okay. I thought we might have been talking NFL.
I don't know anything about the NFL.
That's not what I heard.
Say again? What did you hear?
We'll talk off mic. Something with a certain quarterback of a certain team.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do know a few things. I forgot. I just have two, you know, I just, you know, I don't want
to. Too much tea to spill.
I have too much tea on that. Yeah. So, okay. So I think that those are my recommendations for the WNBA.
Yeah. I'm into that. I think that would hook so many more people if we were airing out the drama.
Just be like, straight up, this is the league. What this league offers, this is the only league in sports where the players are fucking each other openly.
Right. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
This is what we have to offer. Welcome to the dub.
Yeah.
Bring that rim down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get a few 360 jams.
Get a few jams in there.
Yeah.
We'll have the Caitlin Clark Space Jam.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will say this WNBA talk's got me looking at pictures of Kelsey
Plum. I thought you were going to say it's gotten me a little hard.
Well, no, just Kelsey Plum is super hot.
There are really hot girls in the WNBA, but they just, for whatever reason, they're failing to spread the message. The girl Dejanay that I was just saying, she's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's got all this drama going on. So. Yeah. It's about awareness, folks. Let people know. How about another voicemail? Wait, is that all I want to say about women's sports? Oh, yeah. I want to say one more thing. This summer, we have... It's going to be huge, too, because we have the Olympics. Mm. So we have women's and men's soccer and women's and men's basketball. And I'm going to be talking extensively about both. How about a voicemail?
Hey, Frex. It's me, Kara. I love you a lot, and you're really funny. I'm listening to your backlog of episodes. And I do just need to let you know that it is extremely clout-worthy that you fucked Matthew Perry, and you should really lean into that more. Might be your golden ticket. All right. Also, really good vape brand for you is called Side Piece. They have a flavor called Orgasm. I think you might like it. I love you.
She goes, I love you. Love you too, girl. Thank you for the message. Yes. I should try to sue Matthew Perry.
Why? Isn't he dead?
I'm kidding. Imagine. That's my golden ticket. Thank you for the voicemail. I love that. And I will check out that vape brand. Oh, wait. I think the same person left another one. Like, let's look.
Hey, Frex. This is Kara again. I just called. And since that time, I've had 3 glasses of wine.
Oh, boy.
And many grips of vape. I listened to the episode after the Matthew Perry In Memoriam episode where you described why you didn't, in fact, exploit yourself as a companion of Matthew Perry. So I'm sorry about that last one.
Oh.
See you next month.
I love it. I just love our audience.
Yeah. Honorable woman.
Honorable.
Right there.
She goes, you know what? I've had a few glasses of wine and let me just, she did a retraction on herself.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a precedent that we like to set on this show.
Yeah.
We stand behind nothing. You understand?
See you next month though. What do you got going on next month?
I don't know actually. What do I have going on next month? All right. Play one more voicemail.
Hey, Frex. I'm wondering what you think about keeping in contact with your ex when you're in your current relationship, whether it be occasional text, occasional email, or the Instagram follow. And if any of these are appropriate, let me know.
Thank you for the call. Love you. I don't believe in exes. I don't believe in having exes, period. Never let go. I want to be clear about this. I don't believe in exes. You shouldn't have them.
So wait, never let go, meaning?
Make it work. Figure it out.
Oh, I see.
So take a break if you need to, but figure it out. No exes. Now, what do you guys think about this? I don't consider anyone to be an ex.
Yeah, like,
if you,
I like that.
Like if you said, do I have an ex? I would say, no.
I do.
Right.
I know Mike does. He's traumatized.
You know, I think I would agree with that. No exes. Just people from the past.
Yeah.
Floating through.
And you're never the same again.
Right.
Everyone stays with you. There are no exes. Mike? He's like, I hate that bitch. She ruined my life.
You know, I have some choice words and particular feelings about one or two women from my past. But mm-hmm. I mean, I like your philosophy and principle. That I think that's what a lot of people like don't have today. And that's why divorce rates are so high and blah, 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 blah. You just... To me, what I hear when I hear you say that is like work through it, you know.
Work through it.
People aren't perfect, but if you're in love, you
also this idea
make it work.
Of like I think we're crushed as a society. We crush each other with expectations and with timelines about what we, about the way things are quote unquote supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's not going to work for everyone.
Right. You got to accept people for who they are.
You have to meet people where they are. You have to accept people for who they are. Nothing will show you your own flaws like being in a relationship. Like, I don't even fight with friends because I save all that for the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't believe in fighting with people you're not having sex with.
That's also a good rule.
Yeah, I like that.
To That's fight with someone rule. You're not fucking is insane to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about family?
I mean, I don't know. Me and my dad cried on Father's Day. Who's moving the mic?
I moved it for a second.
I got two in the chamber for you, Coscarelli. I did have a period of fighting with family, but it was the period before I committed fully to like a loving relationship. So once you're in the relationship, that's where you act crazy. You don't need to be doing that all over the friendships and the family and the streets anymore. Save it for your home. Save it for the home.
Words to live by.
Right.
This is such a psycho episode. I feel like it was two days ago that we went deep on 9/11, but it was really just 30 minutes ago.
I think less than that.
It was like psychosis.
It was like 15 minutes ago.
I haven't even said everything I need to say.
About 9/11? You have more than people need to hear?
I'm just revisiting it in a way, like with a more adult brain. Because like the whole thing happened, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Then we went through those years after.
So you're going. You're doing it.
Here we go. We'll go to 106. the whole thing happened. We were kids. We had kid brains. Then the whole years after, I mean, embarrassingly enough, just kind of accepting what was being told to us.
Yeah.
And then it just became like 9/11, not something I – like something that I reference, but something that I don't really engage with. But ever since this TikTok, this fateful night on TikTok, now I'm consuming all this 9/11 content, these podcasts and reading things. You know, and I'm really taking a good hard look at it with an adult's brain. It's pretty scary. And so it just, you know, with what's going on right now, we got, you know, Vladdy P and Kimmy. We got the Middle East. It's a nightmare. Even though I'm in a breakup from my relationship, we have an agreement that if any war breaks out, we immediately meet back up.
Yeah.
It's bigger than war. Right. This is what I mean, no exes. You have to, certain things. I go, if anybody passes away, if anything, if there's an emergency, nuclear war, another 9/11, war anywhere, really. You got to get to Jersey immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's back. It's, we're back on. Those kind of things transcend the summer break. You could end it here. It's a little stale, isn't it, Mike?
I think it's a perfect time to go.
I think it's a perfect time to go. I'm going to edit this episode down to be 26 minutes.
Yeah. Good luck.
I love you to the herd. Please comment. Please like. Please. And you know what? Share with a friend.
Please.
Yeah. I'd really appreciate it if you share with a friend.
Would it be that big a deal if you screenshotted that you were listening to this show?
Would it be so hard to post it on your Instagram? Post it. I'll send you $5. Oh, congratulations to the member of the herd, the winner of the Draft Queens NBA bracket. You're unveiling your first prize out this week. All right. Love you guys. See you next week. Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie's last day.
Yeah.
You've been wonderful. You're going to kill it, kid.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye.